Dougie Mayer on LBC.
Before seven, COVID, 1 year ago. Now, only 1,383 days left of the Biden administration. Live from Washington, Simon Marks is American Day.
Eddie, if there were any lingering doubts that there's a new sheriff in town, Joe Biden laid it on the line last night at the White House. Just moments after signing a slew of executive orders undoing some of the measures implemented by his predecessor, the new president of the United States presided over a virtual swearing-in of senior members of his team. And in doing so, he gave them very clear marching orders.
We have such an awful lot to do, but I know you. I know your heart, your dedication, your commitment to this nation, and I know you can do it, and we're going to do it by leading with one core American value, humility and trust, collegiality, diversity, competency and family.
Humility, trust, competency, qualities that have been absent from public view over the last four bruising years in Washington. But having replaced a president whose television catchphrase was, "You're fired," Joe Biden also made it clear that he won't hesitate to use those very words if any members of his team fail to live up to his expectations.
If you're ever working with me and I hear you treat another colleague with disrespect, talk down to someone, I promise you I will fire you on the spot. On the spot. No ifs, ands, or buts. Everybody is entitled to be treated with decency and dignity. That's been missing in a big way the last 4 years.
Doesn't sound like Priti Patel would do very well in a Biden administration. Among those who are doing well and playing an immediately pivotal role, some figures who were denigrated and undermined by President Trump. And none more obviously than Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's most revered infectious disease specialist, who, as a result of his treatment at Donald Trump's hands, was on the receiving end of death threats from the former president's supporters last year. Today, he was the man on the phone to the World Health Organization, letting them know that America won't be packing up its toys and leaving after all.
I am honored to announce that the United States will remain a member of the World Health Organization. Yesterday, President Biden signed letters retracting the previous administration's announcement to withdraw from the organization. And those letters have been transmitted to the Secretary General of the United Nations and to you, Dr. Tedros, my dear friend.
Friendships, alliances, global engagement, they are all suddenly back in vogue. At the stroke of a presidential pen, the US is back in the Paris Climate Change Accords. Its borders are no longer closed to people simply because they come from countries with predominantly Muslim populations. Its federal employees are now mandated to wear face masks in federal government buildings all over the country. 17 executive orders, memoranda, and proclamations signed within hours of taking office. And then a second inaugural address last night, right beneath the statue of Abraham Lincoln in his imposing granite and marble memorial, where part of the Gettysburg Address is carved into the walls.
There are moments in our history when more is asked of us as Americans. We saw that in the Civil War. We saw that with Dr. King dreaming from these steps across the mall. We are in one of those moments now. The pandemic, economic crisis, racial injustice, the climate crisis, and threats to our very democracy. And the question is, are we up to it? Will we meet the moment like our forebears have? I believe we must, and I believe we will.
Joining the president during that 2.5-hour TV special that was designed to create a COVID-safe environment in which the country could celebrate the peaceful transfer of power, three of his predecessors in the White House, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama. They looked a bit like Hartnell, Troughton, and Pertwee in the famous Three Doctors episode of Doctor Who, just having a chat among themselves and all of them talking about the man who wasn't there, without ever referencing Donald Trump by name.
Yeah, one of my fondest memories of the inauguration was the grace and generosity that President Bush showed me and Laura Bush showed Michelle. And it was a reminder that we can have fierce disagreements, and yet recognize each other's common humanity.
I think if Americans would love their neighbor like they would like to be loved themselves, a lot of the division in our society would end.
Everybody needs to get off their high horse and reach out to their friends and neighbors and try to make it possible.
Lovely sentiments. But unfortunately, in some parts of the country, they are already dead on arrival. While that very program was airing on the broadcast networks last night, the Fox News channel was offering its take on Joe Biden's inaugural address. The pithy views of primetime host Sean Hannity, perhaps influenced by the thoughts of one of his closest friends watching from Mar-a-Lago in Florida.
Let's be honest. The rest of the media mob, they were just flat out lying to the American people as per usual. This was not in any way, shape, manner, or form a memorable speech. It will not be talked about decades to come. Frankly, to be blunt, it's already forgotten.
The thoughts there of, wait, I've forgotten his name. Never mind, let's move on. At times like these on the Eddie Mayer program, we often check in to see what the people of South Texas were hearing when they turned their radios on this morning via the Trey Ware Morning Show on KTSA Radio. It is a conservative blowtorch in the Lone Star State. Co-host Sean Reamer was very exercised today over Joe Biden's pledge to defeat political extremism, white supremacy, and domestic terrorism in America.
Wow, in one day, all right, I went from being just me to, in a sense, being an enemy of the state because of my opinions and who I voted for. I mean, have you noticed in much of the language coming out of the White House now, they whenever they say white supremacy, they always kind of follow it up with right-wing activism?
Can't honestly say I've noticed that, but admittedly I've been a touch busy. Program host Trey Ware had his concerns about where Joe Biden is already leading the country.
If you don't conform, that's the word that they need to be using. If you don't conform to what they want you to do, then you're canceled, you're fired, probably going to end up in a jail at one point. That's what Marxists do and always have, and they're doing it.
We are living in parallel universes now. Here in Washington and in the other Democrat bastions all over the country, people were popping champagne corks the moment Air Force One conveyed Donald Trump out of the city's airspace. They're overjoyed that Joe Biden has signed all those executive orders, and they're ignoring the fact that if a Republican president had done it, they would have accused him of aggressive and outrageous overreach of his presidential powers. But in other parts of the country, where millions of Donald Trump supporters believe Donald Trump's lies about the election being rigged, they are already branding Joe Biden a fake president. And even those on Capitol Hill grudgingly adjusting to the new realities are giving the new president no honeymoon whatsoever. Kevin McCarthy is the Republican leader in the House of Representatives.
The new administration was more interested in helping illegal immigrants than helping our own citizens. And more interested in appeasing the WHO than getting to the bottom of how China released this virus.
He may soon have more pressing issues to deal with. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, said today investigations are continuing to unmask any Republican lawmakers who may have assisted the violent attack on Capitol Hill 2 weeks ago. We could get to a point where Republican members of Congress find themselves facing criminal charges. She did not disclose today when Donald Trump's impeachment trial will get underway, but we do know he spent yesterday in Florida trying to find a lawyer to represent him whenever it begins.
If you only knew what the future holds after a hurricane comes a rainbow.
Last night's inauguration television special ended with a phenomenal live performance by Katy Perry, timed perfectly to coincide with the start of a monumental fireworks display, the city's monuments themselves serving as the backdrop for, even by local standards, a stunning visual display. The event was designed to symbolize the start of a new era in America, but Eddie, it was a reminder too that we're absolutely in for fireworks here over the next 4 years.
Simon Marks and his American Day. You'll be back at 10 to 5 in our program tomorrow.